Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Abby Ince Hendrickson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center in Conroe, Texas.
Well, good morning. It's the end of winter. What are your signs of spring that you see in your plants and in your yard right now? We'd love to hear from you at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Good morning again, and I'm Sandy, and I've got our Home Show Garden Pro expert, Abby, here with us from Nature's Way Resources. And I am you. I'm a listener. I like to have a successful garden in my landscaping yard and patio, and there's so much to learn and to chat about, and that's why we're here. That's why we have the Home Show Garden Pros. It's a knowledge co-op that we rotate experts through to answer your questions and to have chats and discussions about what is going on in your landscape, in your gardening, on your patio, in your container gardens. So we rotate these pros through, and our pros include, last week you heard from Anita Nelson with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. Plants for All Seasons was here with us, and that was Sherry. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, you have heard from Danny and Joey will be with us next week. And this morning we have Nature's Way Resources with Abby. They are in North Houston, up near between Conroe and the Woodlands. So good morning, Abby. Thank you for being here with us. This is exciting.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yes. So tell me about your drive this morning, because you're up between the Woodlands and Conroe.
Yes.
And tell me about good drive this morning. The weather was fine.
Yeah, it was smooth sailing. Right. Not a lot of traffic, just a little bit of a drizzle, but nothing to make the road slick.
Right. And no freezing. So that's good for our plants right now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is so great. So like I said, we are sitting here with Abby. She is here with Nature's Way Resource Garden Center. And we take your calls and Abby answers your questions. And we have a chat about our landscape, garden, our trees, different aspects of our garden and keeping it healthy and keeping our soil healthy. So it's 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. So, Abby, we tell our listeners they can call in. We've got a website. We have Facebook and we have Instagram, which not all everybody uses, but those are good resources for all of us. And this morning, looking at our webpage, we had a question come in from Juan, and he wants to know, he used winterizer in his lawn about 2 months ago. So I guess maybe December-ish. Can I do it again or just wait until spring? Now, first of all, which is he talking about, winterizer?
You know, it's interesting because usually we, in the wintertime, everything's dormant above the ground, right? So we're looking at the roots of the plant and we're saying, what can we do to help you kickstart your growth for spring? What can we do to make the roots healthy and thrive with a good immune system? And I'm not sure which winterizer he's talking about. But if he was doing something like organic microlife that is brown patch for lawn, it would be okay to do in the spring, but I wouldn't say it's necessary. I do it every 4 to 5 months, and my lawn is quite green. But that's the only one I use is microlife brown patch.
Okay, and that's the one in the brown bag from what I remember.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, and so basically we are just making sure it's dormant, it's not dead right now.
Correct.
Okay.
It can be deceiving.
Yes, I know, and it can be sad looking.
Yes, yes. So one of the things I really like to do is to check a plant to see if they're still around after the winter, you do a scratch test. So you just lightly scratch the surface of their bark or any of the woody stems, and if it scratches green, it's alive. If it scratches any other color, he's gone.
And that goes for bushes and my bushes, fruit trees.
Your can fruit I try trees, my fruit you can trees? Scratch those guys, but okay. Most fruit trees that we have need chill hours. So chill hours are actually what make our stone fruits, like peaches and plums. They're what make our stone fruits produce. So we have to have like 200 to 250 chill hours mm-hmm. for our fruit trees to produce. So they're usually really great in the cold.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was good for them last year.
Yes, exactly.
Not so good for some of our citruses, though.
The citrus, they do not like the cold.
Yeah.
They don't.
So what do we do? I'm not sure we're going to have any more freezes. I say that, knock on wood. Now maybe we will. But so with our fruit trees, when it does freeze, was there anything we could have done to save any of those guys?
The citrus specifically?
Yeah, citrus.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I've heard, so I like to keep my citrus in pots and they're dwarfed. And so I make my husband shuffle them in and out of the house if, you know, it's going to get cold. The other thing I've heard of people doing is they get the old Christmas lights, not the new LED ones because they don't give off heat, but the old Christmas lights, they wrapped the trunks of the citrus trees in them during mm-hmm. Winter Storm Uri
right.
and then put frost cloth around them. And that's how some of the people that I've heard that have their citrus trees alive, that's how they did it.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So, well, that's true. That's a good point. You don't necessarily have to put them in the ground.
That's right.
You can move those citrus, and you said that just keeps them as a dwarf.
There's dwarf varieties that you can buy that are gorgeous with variegated leaves and pink lemons and all of that kind of thing. But remember, citrus like to be really dry. And so being in a pot is helpful if you keep it in dry soil. Don't overwater it. But I like to keep my citrus in pots because it just keeps them healthier.
I did not know about that they sort of like to have a little bit of dry.
And that's hard to achieve in Houston.
Well, except for in July.
That's true. That's true.
All right. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros. We are at 281-833-3333. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we will return in a moment.
Which would you choose, a bumpy road with potholes or smooth, fresh pavement? Easy choice. Same goes for plumbing. You want water from corroded sediment-filled pipes or smooth, clean, corrosion-free pipes? Fact is, galvanized pipes are bumpy roads that fail without notice. TDT fixes plumbing pinhole potholes for good, guaranteed. Whether it's PEX repiping or e-pipe restoration of the pipes you have, TDT's decades of experience gives you affordable choices. TDT PEX Piping and e-pipe restoration. Make the easy choice. TDTEpipe.com.
Your home. Too hot? Too cold? Get it just right. Call 281-550-5640. Get Absolute Comfort Air Conditioning and Heating's 19-point checkup. How well your AC cools has as much to do with humidity control as it does with temperature. Absolute Comfort can also check static pressure, load calculation, and air balance. If your system needs attention, you can trust Absolute Comfort. Tom Tynan does. Call Absolute Comfort Air Conditioning and Heating at 281-550-5640. Have Absolute Comfort this summer. Online at AbsoluteComfortAir.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
And good morning again. This is Sandy. Abby is sitting here with us from Nature's Way Garden and Resources, and we have been chatting about looking at our sad grass and not to be worried that it's just dormant and how to stimulate it with the brown patch with the MicroLife you
right.
can do. You can, I believe it was Sherry and Anita also suggested some of that compost top dressing if you have some lumpy and bumpy spaces. We also talked about the scratch test, and I had just recently learned that, and I love it because it really is encouraging. So go around, and if you think something's dead, don't pull it up yet. Give it some time because they really recover well.
I'm glad you said that, too. So whenever you're going around and looking to pull up plants, mm-hmm. if you give your plant a good tug and he's firmly in the ground, he's okay.
Leave him alone.
Him alone. He'll probably come back from the roots.
Okay, that's a great. So scratch test and sort of kind of give him a little tug. I know exactly what you mean, because I've, you know, a few plants I've pulled up, or, you know, flowering plants, seasonal.
Right, these perennials.
Yeah, the perennials.
And some of the annuals, too. They'll just whoop right up when they're done.
Yeah, yeah. They almost sort of come to the surface. Well, Abby, we've got another question from Home Show Garden Pros on the website. So if Mark is listening, and let me just touch on this. When you go to the website, there is a listen button, and obviously you're already listening on the radio, but you can tell a friend about it. They can listen via their computers, homeshowgardenpros.com. So there's a listen button. There's an Ask a Pro button. So you can go to the website and you can send the pros some questions. And that's what we're grabbing, a few of those this morning. And we will answer your question on the air with our pro. And then we'll send you a little note back to make sure that you got the information you needed. So we have Mark sent in a question. And he says, thank you for your help with my bananas, a grass family, not a tree, LOL, last year. Okay, so I guess he talked to us last year about a banana grass. And he says they came back even bigger after the snow, so after last year. But he has a question. Should I cut them back to the ground, even protected with the tarps and the heat lamp? They are brown, starting to fall over. Is there a recommended additive that I should use besides our homemade compost and worm tea? Good for you, Mark.
Wow. That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's really working hard. And I love the way he says that they've got some homemade compost and worm tea that they use also. So just the health of his banana grass. I mean, he wants to know if they need to cut them back and or feed them.
You know, I would say if it's showing freeze damage, I would cut it back. But again, be careful with, right now is just the start of spring. So we're going to start to see new growth coming up through the grasses. And if you kind of run your fingers through the grasses like you would long hair and kind of clean it out that way, that's a much more gentler way of cleaning out the grasses. And you won't pull out any new shoots. So I would say it cut off the damaged pieces, but still protect it. And
what about the feeding? You talked about, have you heard about this compost and worm tea? Do you use any of that?
So compost is always great to use. You don't want to use too much of it because it can suck the oxygen from the soil.
Oh, really?
If you use too much of it. But just top dressing is great. And churning it in to mix it within the soil is great too.
So wait a minute. Okay, tell me the difference between compost versus top dressing.
Compost can be top dressed.
Okay.
It's more, so top dressing is the verb. Compost is what we're putting to top dress it.
Okay.
Right?
All right. There you go.
And so you can top dress with a lot of things, but if you top dress with compost, I like to not till. Mm-hmm. Till is different, but churn. Churn it into my garden or churn it into my soil so that it's evenly dispersed throughout.
Okay.
Or at least the top 6 inches where the root base is going to be.
Okay. All right. Oh, well, good. Well, thanks for clarifying that. So it sounds like, Mark, that we need to clean it out. And I love the way you described it, how almost going through hair.
Yeah.
Because I tend to do that on some of my ground cover when the oak tree leaves are falling.
Right. You just kind of tease it out.
Yeah. I tease it out a little bit. And it might be hard for men to sort of understand this. But, you know, just think about just running your fingers through it to just get it cleaned out.
Yeah.
So it can breathe.
That's right. You need to give it oxygen, because if it is too crowded, wet, which especially right now, is going to create root rot. And so you want to give it that room to breathe and dry out so it doesn't rot.
Right. Because if we want anything to rot, then let's have a compost pile. Get those leaves and put them over, separate them, but get them away from the items that we want to live. Well, I hope that helps, Mr. Mark. Thank you for sending that question in. So clean it out and you can compost. You can top dressing a little bit on that. And the compost and the worm tea. I've never heard of this worm tea before.
It's essentially like compost tea. And so you run water through your worm tower. And the juices that come out is what you water your plants with. And it's really high in nitrogen. It's really high in different nutrients. But it sounds honestly like he's got so much. If he's got the compost and he's got the worm water, then I wouldn't say he needs to fertilize it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Mark, there you go. Our expert, Abby from Nature's Way Resources, great information. So Mr. Tom, we have, who sent in a question also, and he says, I have a small garden. I typically only plant tomatoes and jalapenos. Oh, yum. That would be a good salad, just tomatoes and jalapenos.
Somebody's making salsa.
Yeah, yeah, or salsa. They typically grow very well. Last year, I moved the location of my garden. I added some dirt and bought at home at a home center, and allegedly some nutrients were added to it. The jalapenos did okay. They're kind of small, he says. The tomatoes did awful.
Womp womp.
Yep. Very low productivity. I water each day without drenching them plenty for the sun. I feel I need to add something to the soil. I don't like manufactured chemical type fertilizers. Neither do we.
Right.
I have stopped using pesticides. Thank you. And
yay.
Chemicals. Good job. I'd like to see something that is organic. So I don't plan to show my tomatoes at a show, but I'd like to get more production over the next year. Any ideas on what I can add?
Yes. Yes. I actually had a similar problem in my garden. My first question to him would be, is it getting enough sun? Tomatoes and jalapenos, they need sun. It's like 6 hours of sun a day. So make sure you're in a really sunny spot. Then, you know, we talked about churning in the compost mm-hmm. into the garden. So when my garden is currently dormant right now, I have a couple of lettuces poking up and fighting the rabbits on them. But we churn in the compost into the garden, and that is amending the soil first off. And then if he wants anything extra, I would put in MicroLife Ultimate. It's a blue bag, and it's for everything.
Okay.
So if you have leftover stuff, you can sprinkle it on anything you need, and it's going to just perk right up.
All right. Okay.
That is what I do, and I just kind of chicken feed it across my garden.
What does that mean?
Just like kind of throw and spread it like you would for chicken feed.
Right. Exactly. Right? Okay. Right, right. And don't pat it down or just let it
Just let it go, and you can water it in, and mm-hmm. it kind of, you know, crumbles into this little dust, I mm-hmm. guess, because it's in pellet form. But you can churn that in too, and you're just amending the soil. So there is a great documentary on Netflix called Kiss the Ground. Oh. If you haven't seen it, it's incredible. It talks about tilling. It talks about cover crops and how we can actually fight climate change through the soil.
How
so
neat.
It was a really great video.
Oh, well, thank you.
I would
you.
Suggest our friend to watch that because
okay.
he might get some.
Tommy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, that's good information. Well, Tommy, I hope you get lots of tomatoes and jalapenos and share some of that salsa with us. This is Sandy and Abby at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We will return with Home Show Garden Pros.
Summer is just 3 months away. Like to enjoy a new patio? A new spa maybe? A new pool? Or maybe get your kitchen, closet, or garage organized. Home improvement starts next weekend at the Spring Montgomery Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Lone Star Convention Center in Conroe. Home ideas and home pros under one roof. Tom Tynan will broadcast live from 9 to 12 and answer your questions until 2. Go to TexwoodShows.com for more information. It's the Spring Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show. Next weekend, and there's free parking.
Cases are on the rise again.
Not again.
No, not that. That.
Oh.
I mean people new to landscaping and gardening.
Yeah, we are seeing lots of new faces at Nelson Nursery.
Taking their landscaping up a notch.
Looking for fresh plants that last.
Nelson's has all that and everything needed.
Like soil, fertilizers, and plant food.
Plus, trusted advice to grow your skills.
While making yards beautiful.
We're happy to help.
We're West Houston's local nursery.
Nelson's Nursery, Katy Fort Bend Road.
You can find us.
Feed your feeders in February. Get them ready, because butterflies and birds send scouts to find food. Getting feeders ready and flowers planted earns you a festive show. Speaking of festive shows, this is Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. What's a water garden, you may ask? Well, it is simply a body of water in which you can grow water lilies and other aquatic plants, and you can keep fish as well. We can show you how to do it, or we can even build a water garden for you. We also specialize in fountains, so if you want to add the magic and music of water to your yard, come visit us. And while you're here, stroll our gardens and pick up a bedding plant, a veggie, a tomato, or an herb. We've got it all.
It's time to talk tomatoes. Tomatoes are so easy to grow, and we've got every variety you could think of to fit your needs. We've got Roma-style varieties for you marinara folks out there, cherry tomatoes for salads and just all-around snacking, beefsteak tomatoes, the ones that you slice and put on your mayonnaise and tomato sandwiches, yellow pear, which is a low-acid variety for people who are sensitive to the acid levels, and some exotic varieties, for example, indigo blue, that's a very dark, actually purple, and it looks like a little eggplant. It's time for other veggies as well, and we've got them.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, you can find us. And now, back to our show with Sandy and Abby.
Well, thanks, Anita. This is Sandy and Abby on Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333. What a fun chat with Abby from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Centers up in north of Houston, really, between Conroe and the Woodlands. A beautiful, tucked away Nature's Way Resources location. And I love the way Anita was touching on tomatoes, and you and I were just answering a question from Tommy about his tomatoes and jalapenos. And just to be clear, you said that they need about 6 hours of sun a day. And then you suggested maybe some of the MicroLife in the blue container. And what is the blue one called, the blue label?
MicroLife Ultimate.
The ultimate one. Okay. Ultimate. And then now what about the watering, especially if it's getting 6 hours of sun in the heat of the day here in Houston? How much water?
You're going to want to kind of take it by... So if your soil is really healthy, you may not have to water every day. But... it depends on the quality of your soil, mm-hmm. and it also depends on the plants themselves. So if they're in a hot west sun for 6 hours, they're going to wilt during the sun. Okay. They're in the really hot sun. If they get the 6 hours of maybe a little filtered here and there, or, you know, it doesn't have to be just screaming, beating down on them. Mm-hmm. That being said, jalapenos, if you want them hotter, you starve them of water.
Really?
Yes. And if you want them milder, you water the heck out of them.
That is so interesting. Well, that makes sense. Okay. If you want them hotter.
Make them hot.
Make them hot. Okay.
Yeah, but you just, I like to take my cues from the plants. So I go out there at night and I'm like, what's going on, guys? And they if they look sad and droopy, I'm like, whoo, you guys need a drink. Uh-huh. But if they're good,
yeah,
I'm going to hold off.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sherry from Plants for All Seasons, there were some times when I first kind of got a little bit more involved in my gardening. And my husband, Charlie, says that I'm a sophomore gardener, but I would say I'm, you know, more like fifth grade kind of gardener. But Sherry told me the same thing. She said, Sandy, relax. She said, listen to your plants, read your plants. And I thought, oh my gosh, but she's so right.
It's true. You have to listen to them.
Take a breath and go out there and go. And I have talked to my plants. I'm like, please just tell me what you want. You know, I've watered you, I fed you. And then all of a sudden in a few days, you're happy now.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, my raised garden on the side of my house, especially in the summer, it gets almost full sun.
Okay.
So I've sort of struggled with, do I have some sort of a shade that I should give it, you know, maybe even take an umbrella over there, you know, and stake it in the ground during the hottest parts of the summer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I just feel like sometimes they're really struggling, you know, end of July, early August.
Right. And so typically with tomatoes, at least in our area, they really ramp up in spring. You get a huge produce of tomatoes in spring. In the middle of summer, they kind of putter out and stop.
Yeah.
And then as the nights start to cool down a little bit, they ramp back up and they start producing again. So in the heat of the summer, you're not going to get a ton of tomatoes anyways.
Okay.
But our garden, it gets full sun as well. And we have a little shade cloth, essentially, that blocks out 40% of the sun. And we just pop it up on weeks that it's going to be over 100 degrees.
I need that shade cloth.
Yeah. I think we ordered it off Amazon. It was relatively cheap.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you stake it up? It doesn't sit on the plants.
No, we just stake it up. We have the poles set at the four corners of and the garden, you just, and you just set it on top of it.
Okay. That's what I need, Charlie Mojo. I need a little shade cloth for during the heat of the summer.
Yes.
So are there other summer plants that need to be protected like that? Summer veggies? Because the lettuces don't do well for me in the summer.
They don't do well in the summer either. They're more of an early spring, fall, and winter friend.
Okay.
Whenever we're talking about summer veggies, you can do watermelon. You could do...
Those are okay with the heat.
They really like that heat.
Okay.
The cantaloupes. My cucumbers go through the summer if they don't get blight, which they can get overwatered and they'll get blight.
Okay.
But my cucumbers will go through.
How do I know if my cucumbers have blight?
They look sad all the time, no matter how much you water them.
Do they? And they get the yellow leaves?
Yep.
Okay. I think cucumbers are so funny. They have such a personality because because they just go after everything around them.
Yes.
It's so fun because during the pandemic, I got my son a little bit into gardening, the youngest. I wish I'd started with some of the other kids, but... you know, we were stuck at home, and I think he had a project, and of course they were doing virtual school.
Right.
And he had a project in some class. It wasn't an agriculture class, but it was a class that they were doing an agriculture unit. So he had to plant some things. I was like, yay, he's going to be outside with me. And he'd go and do his project and kind of be done with it. But I'm telling you, between that and my dabbling out there, he really became interested. He would come inside and he'd say, oh, Mom, come and look at the strawberries. And he'd say, Nika's eating the strawberries, you know, the husky. But those cucumbers were so fun. I would say, oh my gosh, the cucumber is trying to strangle the tomato plant again. You know, we got to go clip it back.
You just have to move them away.
Separate them.
Yep.
Yes. They're like, you know, petulant children.
I ended up giving my cucumbers a bed to their own because my husband got into pickling. And it became a big thing in our house to have pickles. But they just went everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I gave them their own trellis, their own bed, and
because they just whoever's next to them, they grab onto them. They're very clingy.
They are.
But it was fun for us to, you know, understand those personalities about the cucumbers, and then the strawberries were being eaten by the dog, and it's like, okay, I am really a new
gardener. But you guys are, you're growing stuff. That's great.
Right. No, it was fun. It was very fun, and it was, you know, especially then something to do, but it definitely got him interested. And, you know, sometimes I think that's why many of us are listening, is we got into it during, you know, our downtime during the pandemic. And we also have listeners who are master gardeners, and that's super fun because I think we all learn from them too. And so anyway, we'd love to hear you chat. We'd love to hear from you at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. This is Abby from Nature's Way Resources, and Sandy at Home Show Garden Show, Sports Radio 610.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Every rose has its thorn.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We need to talk about fertilizers for our lawns. Let's get Mike Surrant from MicroLife on the phone. So, Mike, is there something that I should be using in particular right now?
The best thing that we would recommend right now, is to apply MicroLife Humates Plus. Now, MicroLife Humate Plus is a bag of concentrated carbon. Carbon is energy. It feeds the soil microbes. And with MicroLife Humate Plus, you're getting billions of additional microbes and a whole host of minerals that plants need as well. It's for everything that grows. Any square foot of landscape area that you have, turf grass, ornamental, vegetables, flowers, indoor plants, anything that's where you have soils and plants connecting, you want a rich array of biological activity, and that means clean carbon. And MicroLife Humate Plus is very inexpensive and very clean carbon that will power up your soils. And when your soils are powered up, then your plants are powered up. Feed the soil and feed the plant.
MicroLife is available at all of our Home Show Garden Pros. Check out our website at homeshowgardenpros.com. Thank you very much, Mike, for being with us from MicroLife, and great information. Always learn so much when we have a talk with you. So thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, guys.
And welcome back. This is Sandy and Abby. Abby is from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. She is our Home Show Garden Pro today, and I so appreciate her driving down to visit with us and to give you great tidbits of information. I am learning so much from Abby today. It's just super fun. I kind of got off track there and was talking about my cucumbers, who are really not necessarily, I should mean planting them right now. I should wait until...
Just a tad early for cucumbers. Yeah, just a tad.
So let me circle back and talk about, what are some keys that I can be planting now? I'm hearing tomatoes. Now, should I plant tomato plant or tomato seeds?
End of February. Gosh. We have, at the nursery, we have lots of tomato starts.
Okay.
I'm not sure on the seeds. They may need to be germinated inside because we still have these cold snaps coming, yeah, and the little babies, it's hard on them.
Okay, for the seeds. So
yes,
a plant would be okay. I could start with the plants.
You could start with a plant, but I have two tomato plants in my garden right now, and they are covered with a plastic pot and then a bed sheet on top of the plastic pot.
Okay.
Just because if it drops below 40 at night, mm-hmm, they can suffer tissue damage.
Wow, they're sensitive.
They are sensitive. They're okay. So sensitive. So I always cover my little guys, but they're in the ground despite, you know, me being scared. I feel like everybody has PTSD from winter storm Uri.
Oh, I know. I think we did.
Yeah.
You know, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when we heard about a freeze, we were all just, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I loved was one of the weathercasters or weathermen posted a 2021 versus 2022, a comparison, you know, of how long the freeze is going to be this time compared to last year, and how deep it was going to go. And I really took a breath. I said, okay, perspective. I love perspective. So I knew we were going to be fine. So tomatoes, what else could I put in my garden now?
I mentioned I had lettuce. And
I love my lettuces.
My romaines, my spring mix, those guys, they're all in right now. And I'm probably going to get another one or two harvests off of those guys before they bolt when it gets too hot.
Okay.
So as soon as it gets really, really hot, they're going to bolt. And that just means they put on flowers.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a name for that.
Yes.
Thank you.
When they bolt, they change their taste. They're not as sweet anymore. They're a little bit more bitter, but don't rip them out because the pollinators, they like the flowers of the lettuces. So you can keep them around to help your tomatoes get pollinated.
Oh my gosh, that is great.
Yeah.
Okay, so when they bolt and the flowers come out, I'm going to leave them alone because typically I thought, okay, I've got to pull them out now. Okay.
Just leave them in because have you ever heard of people going around with paintbrushes and pollinating their tomatoes?
No.
That's because, so people do that. I know it seems crazy, but people do that because they don't have enough pollinators in their yard to go and pollinate each tomato. Each tomato flower has to be pollinated.
Okay.
And so that's why it's so important not to use pesticides,
yeah,
because we have to have those pollinators if we want our food resources.
Right. And if we're killing our pollinators,
we're killing ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, I would love to talk about some of our pollinators and how we can kind of keep that whole garden healthy.
Oh, yes.
So this is Sandy and Abby at Home Show Radio. Home Show Garden Pros, excuse me, Home Show Radio is at 9 o'clock. Home Show Garden Pros with Sports Radio 610 will return.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Pruning roses around Valentine's Day is an annual rite for rosarians. Have roses? Prune them, but always cut roses for vases. A deadheading reward. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. We have one of the best selections of succulents in town. You will love all the unique varieties. All of our roses are out and ready to be shopped. We have a great selection of roses this year. Surely there's one that's going to fit just right in your yard. Vegetables are making their way on the tables. We have lots of great varieties of tomatoes and peppers out.
We have an outstanding selection of fruit and citrus trees. Our knowledgeable staff will be happy to answer any questions to get you growing your own fruit. Now is the best time to get your fruit trees in the ground so they get established before the heat of summer comes along. Always add compost and microlife before starting a fresh garden. It's a great time to spruce up your patio pots. If they need some love, we've got plenty of things to fill them up. Be sure to check out myenchanted.com for our upcoming seminar schedule or sign up for our weekly email so you'll know what's happening at Enchanted Nurseries. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulshear, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. Now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
And we are back. This is Sandy and Abby. Abby from Nature's Way Resources, and this is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333. And we were just chatting about what to put in my garden right now, and I love the information about leaving some of those old lettuces. Well, they're not old yet, but they may start flowering, which
mature.
Mature. There you go. Right. They don't have wrinkles yet, but they will. They'll have some flowers, which tells you that's necessary. And
that's right.
Mother Nature's way of saying, hey, hang on just a second. And you had mentioned, you'd said, well, because we need pollinators for those,
right,
for our gardens. So we also wanted to kind of talk about the pollinators and move into some of our native plants. So how can we help that happen?
Planting native is the single best thing you can do to support pollinators in your area. That and cease and desist the pesticides. Those are the two things we can do to really help ourselves out. People like to put flowers in their gardens, mm-hmm, like, yeah, calendulas or marigolds, those kind of things. Those flowers help attract the pollinators to your garden. Mm-hmm. So you need a mix of, these are my veggie plants that are going to flower, but they're not like very attractive. You,
yes,
know, the little,
right,
the little blooms on a tomato are very small and hard for a bee to find. But if there's other signals right next to it, they're just going to hop from flower to flower.
Uh-huh. They see it.
That's right. That's right. So we need to have those plants within our gardens, but we also need to think about creating a space, a habitat for the animals that we're around. Let's not fight nature. Let's work with it, mm-hmm, right? And so we need to think about the space that the pollinators need to reproduce, to grow, and...
Yeah, and put those, you know, near or next to the garden, which is helpful.
Yep.
So I always say that I love native plants, but I'm not quite sure, you know, what all of my native plants are. So tell me, I love lantanas. Are those considered native?
So yes and no.
Okay.
So the native lantana is yellow and orange only.
Yes. Okay.
Any other color is a cultivar.
Okay.
So, you know, the ham and eggs?
Yes.
It's the pink and
yellow
one.
I have some of those.
Those are... Those are invasive.
Oh.
So you can cut the berries off and they'll stop putting themselves everywhere, but they go everywhere.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yes. And so they're actually, they're not a native species. They're just a cultivar. And so they're experiencing that competitive release of, none of my predators are around. Nothing's holding me back. I have unlimited resources. Let's go nuts.
Wow. A spoiled child.
Yes.
Well, that's great because my egg and hams, or is that what you call them? Or what are they really called?
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
They're just a pink.
Yeah, it's pink and yellow.
Yes.
And they're so delicate looking. But I'm telling you, the butterflies love them.
They do.
They really
do.
They do. And they are tough little guys because the plant is. Because we had some hanging over our circular driveway at one point, and it was annoying my father. I was like, okay, it's not your house. Why is it annoying you? But it was hanging over the driveway. So I'd mentioned it, and we ended up moving them to the front under near some trees because I thought, okay, it'll add some color out there. That'll be pretty. Well, then the freeze came last year and we had just moved them.
Oh, no.
And I thought, they're history. Those guys are happy as can be. They're fine. They survived. I couldn't believe it. So we are going to continue talking about some native plants unless you give us a call at 281-833-3333. It's Abby and Sandy on Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Well, guys, this is Sandy and Abby here. But I have got some information for you for next week. You can see the newest ideas and products for updating your home at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Lone Star Convention Center next Saturday and Sunday, March 5th and 6th. You're going to hear Tom Tynan. He'll broadcast with you live from 9 to noon on Saturday, but he's going to hang around until about 2 o'clock to answer your questions. So walk on by and have a chat with Tom Tynan from Home Show Radio. And with that, there are going to be hundreds of new home improvement ideas. There's a laundry evangelist who will help you wash out evil stains, if that's not intriguing. There's plant sale, cooking stage, do-it-yourself workshops. And for teachers, you get in half off on Saturday and Sunday, which is quite a treat. On Sunday, all active military, vets, fire, police, and first responders, you get in for free. So thank you for your service. Save $3 off on admission. Go to homeshowradio.com and click on the link that says the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Center. Kids get in for free. There's free parking. To learn more, TexWoodShows.com. TexWoodShows.com, and it will be at the Airport Road in Conroe, and that is the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show next Saturday, 5th and 6th. So, Abby, we are here, and people are getting geared up for the upcoming spring that we will have at some point. In Montgomery County next weekend, they'll be having it. And that's kind of up near you, actually.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Abby and I were talking about pollinators and native plants. And I got off on a rant about my lantanas because I do love them. I like them because they seem native, close enough to native. They're hardy. And they're so pretty, but in such a delicate way. And I just love seeing the butterflies hang out around them. And you can tell when they've been eating on the plant, you know, the little tiny flowers. So give me some examples of some more native plants that I can gauge towards.
So one of my favorite plants, and it's bomb-proof, it's Turk's cap.
Turk's cap. Okay, can you describe to me what it looks like?
Yes. So the leaves are like green maple leaves almost. And they have red flowers that are upright with a little stamen coming out the top.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Okay.
And hummingbirds love it. That's a hummingbird favorite. So if you're trying to get hummingbirds okay. in your yard, that's it.
And how big does it get?
Oof. You know, on the regular, it gets 4 to 5 feet tall.
Okay.
But I just saw a Turk's cap that had climbed. They're not usually climbing, but it had trellised itself somewhat against a house, and it must have been 14 feet high. So that was weird.
Wow. Okay. And the flowers are what color?
Red.
Oh,
bright
nice.
Red.
Bright red. Well, okay, that makes sense. Hello, Sandy. Yeah. If they're attracting hummingbirds.
I mean, hummingbirds like the tubular. They yeah. love red, but it's also the tubular.
Because of their beak.
Yes, their okay. beak is made to just go right in there.
Okay. All right. So hang on to that. We're gonna touch more on some of the native plants because I'd love to add a few. And I hope my husband's not listening to me saying that. But we have Jeff on the line who's got a question for you, Abby. Good morning, Jeff. What's your question?
Good morning. Hopefully y'all can answer this. So it's about mulch. So should you spread your mulch first when you plant or after you plant? And then, like, how much do you need to put down?
Okay, so when I plant, are you making a new bed or are you kind of amending the bed that you have already?
No, these are going to existing beds already.
Okay, and is there plants already in there or is it a blank slate?
No, there's some plants in there.
Okay, so what I would do, I would put the mulch on top of the bed itself and kind of work it in and around the plants that are existing, and then you can plant directly through the mulch your new plants. It's just organic matter that you're adding on top of the soil. So the mulch is not going to hurt the new plants at all. I prefer to put the plants in after I do the mulch because dumping mulch around new plants is scary and it can hurt them.
Oh, okay. I want that. So how much mulch do you need to put down? Because last year I got 6 cubic yards of mulch. I have pretty big beds. Do I need to get the same amount or do I need to turn over the mulch? Or I'm not sure.
So whenever you dig down into your mulch or into your soil right now, whenever you take up the top layer of the mulch that you put on last year, do you see all the white fibrous material?
Yes.
Okay, so that is mycelium. That's fungus, and that's a good thing. We want that in our soil. So I would say I wouldn't till it or do anything to it. I would actually, you know, one of those little four-pronged garden churners that you
yes,
like
ma'am.
Put in and then you turn it. That's what I would do to the beds, and then I wouldn't put that as much as you did last year, because if you still have okay. the mulch on top and it's still giving you good fungal, you have your base layer. So I would just top it wherever it looks like it needs some attention. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Yes, it does. It's because that's what I've been reading, because it seems to be, the article I read from A&M is talking about that, not to actually turn over your mulch, but to actually, turn it or just add on to it, because they say if you dig it up and turn it over, you're actually losing the beneficial, I think what you said, fungi?
Right. That's right.
Okay.
So the soil has structure within itself. And so you're exactly right in that whenever we want to churn it with our little tool, we're not upheaving the bottom of the soil to the top. We're just breaking it up so that the water and nutrients can percolate down into the soil.
And are you okay. saying, hang on just a second, Jeff, and are you saying the fungus that Jeff mentioned that's underneath that little top layer, we want it to stay under. We don't want to pull that fungus up.
It's not that we want to pull the fungus up. If we pulled the fungus up to the top layer, it would die.
Okay, so we want to leave it, and that's why you're saying
we want
to
leave
churn.
It intact.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh,
so just
okay.
a little bit of a churn, not tilling and pulling up from the bottom.
Okay.
Right? We just want to break up the top layer of soil, and
so
that's
it can
good.
Breathe.
That's right.
Because you talked about, making sure everything can breathe around, your plants.
Yes. And okay. mulch does a really good job of holding everything in. And so anything you put on top of it, you want it to be able to percolate down. And that's
okay.
why we kind of break the soil.
So, Jeff,
that's great. Are that, you that saves me a lot of mulching work too. So
right. Except for the, you know, breaking it up just a little bit so it can breathe.
Yeah.
Well, that should help you. But I can picture that because Jeff is your, I guess your top layer seems kind of hard right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, mine too. So that's a great. I love that information. Thanks, Abby. About
sure.
Just a little bit of churning, not stirring it up.
Right.
Just a little bit to give it some air, and then put our mulch on the top of it.
That's right.
And not as much as last year. So she just saved you a little bit of money and time. But thanks for calling in. Jeff, is there anything else that you have for us?
No, ma'am. That's it. Y'all have a nice day.
Okay, you too. Bye, Jeff. Well, Abby, again, so much good information. This is Abby and Sandy with Home Show Garden Pros, and it's homeshowgardenpros.com if you want to go to the website and send in a question, or you can call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello, we are back. I'm sorry about that. I sort of missed my cue there. I'm sitting here with Abby, Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. She is our Home Show Garden Pro today. And we were talking about native plants and pollinators. And Jeff had a great call about mulching and what to do. And we heard earlier in the hour, Abby was talking to us about making sure that, you know, whether it's your ground cover or whether it's your plants, that they do get a little bit of air, because sometimes things can get, leaves from your trees can get in there, and the compost or the mulch can get kind of hard. So she talked about not digging it up and stirring it up, but just giving some little space around there. So that was great information, and that was a call from Jeff. And if you want to call in and chat with Abby, she's at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Abby, we have got another question from homeshowgardenpros.com on the website. Someone hit the button and signed up for Ask a Pro, and it was Ernest. Ernest says, how do I get my grass nice and green year-round and rid the weeds at the same time? I have heard you talk about compost and some other product buying, and he forgets what the name of it is. So address that weeds issue also, and he wants to keep it green year-round. This will be an interesting answer.
Yes. So a couple of things. This is a multi-part answer. So depending on the species of grass that you have and the winters that we have here, it's going to go dormant in the wintertime. Fescue is a type of grass that tends to stay pretty green throughout the winter. So he could start seeding throughout his grass with fescue and slowly changing over from St. Augustine, which is dormant in the winter, to fescue. The other thing to think about is this compost top dressing and MicroLife Brown Patch. I said earlier that MicroLife Brown Patch, it's in a brown bag. It really is meant for your lawn all the time, at any time of the year. People use it to combat brown patch as a disease, but I use it as kind of a inoculant, if you will, against any diseases.
Preventative,
so,
huh?
Yes, a preventative. So that is typically how I keep my grass looking really great 3 out of the 4 seasons of the year. As far as weeds go, Nature's Way Resources does have some organic weed control. Right now, However, none of the weeds are really seeding, so go ahead and mow over them. It's not going to be a big deal. I don't treat with any pre-emergent because I don't like the chemicals, and I have dogs that run around, and that's no bueno.
Right.
So we just have to think about, you know, who's stepping on the grass, who's eating the grass whenever we put that pre-emergent on it. So mow over your weeds. Try and pop them out by hand if you can. I know some people have extremely large yards like I do. But now's the time to just mow over them because they're not seeding out and you're not going to spread the seeds everywhere.
Okay, great. So I think we, so Ernest, so you're going to leave the weeds, mow on over those, and we're going to add the MicroLife Brown Patch. That was great information about, it's sort of a preventative right now.
It is.
Yeah. And then the compost. And if he really wants green grass year-round,
I would close start to year-round, changing towards fescue.
And is that just going to get rid of the St. Augustine right now, or...
It's going to take some time.
It will.
Yeah, because they're going to have to outcompete each other. So without you taking the St. Augustine out and putting the fescue in, you're asking them to compete.
Right.
So it's going to take some time.
Well, and our St. Augustine, yeah, it's dormant, but I still see some green right now. And actually, even over the last week, I was getting more green. So, I mean, we're lucky that it, you know, it's brown for maybe a month. Or so. So anyway, well, this is Abby and Sandy at Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Ah! Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show Podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.